Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Back to Basics series. Now, this is episode 1.9 about why developing your intuition is good. So the reason why developing your intuition is good is because of where it comes from and what it creates within you. When you develop your intuition, you become acutely aware of the voice, feeling, or that knowing that resides within you. And the best part is that the messages and information it delivers are always supportive and on your side. What is intuition? Intuition is the communication from our spiritual being to our physical body, and it does this in order to create an action. This is how our spiritual being communicates with us, because our spirit requires an action or a learning that can only be achieved whilst in a physical body. The spirit sends intuitive messages to create a physical human action. Now, the main benefit developing your intuition is that it gives you personal confidence and naturally increases your self-worth. So last week we talked about trusting your intuition. Can the messages that you're receiving be trusted? And of course the answer was yes. But there is a catch. And that is how we interpret those messages. For example, if one sees an image of a flower, it can mean many different things to different people. A red rose can express love to one person and death to another. So there's no right or wrong on how we interpret our intuitive signs. It is all about doing it as often as possible and collecting a basic understanding of them. Really, it's like any other language. Once you get used to the signs and the symbols, it's easy to understand. And this is why developing your intuition is important. Now, I'm going to go through developing your intuition, but the story I want to share today is, it's not going to be easy. It's about part of my life and the reason why I started to develop intuition and why it was important to me. And normally with the podcasts, I type them all out and I get an understanding so you get good information and everything else. Whereas with this one, I can't type it out. It keeps on affecting me, and I'm probably just best to talk. So I started to develop my intuition when I was in a very emotionally abusive relationship. Now, of course, I didn't know I was in an abusive relationship. I just thought I was useless. I just couldn't do anything right. I had 3 children within 3 years, so I wasn't even very good at remembering to take birth control. I'd get to the end of the month and there'd be like 7 pills left and I was meant to have taken them all. So life was pretty hectic and quite hard. I couldn't keep the house tidy. Having 3 little ones under the age of 4, the place always seems like a mess. There was always toys everywhere. There was always something to do. And I didn't sort of get a lot of time to myself or have the ability to sort of recharge. I couldn't go out to work because there was no babysitters in the area. We were living at a small seaside town, about an hour's drive from the local shops or from the local supermarket. And there was no family members close. They lived 2 states away. So I didn't have a lot of support there. I couldn't go to work. So I didn't have any money. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't have a babysitter. There was no means for me to make money. Besides, I couldn't make the sort of money that he was making. Not that he was making a lot, and a lot of the times he was on unemployment. But at that time, there was no government support for women, especially women with children. Any money paid from the government was sent directly to the husband, and they dealt with it there. So I would have to ask for money, even money for petrol. I'd have to ask for a couple of dollars if the kids wanted to buy anything. I did work a bit of part-time at one stage. At that time, I had to... Oh, I'm so sorry. I had to hand him over the money and pay the babysitter. So there was nothing left. I was a hopeless cook, and he would let me know. He would be at the pub most nights and would phone to see what was for dinner. And if he didn't like it, he just wouldn't come home. So after the third baby, I struggled a little bit with postnatal depression. Oh, so I was told. I think about it now, and I don't think I had postnatal depression. I think I was so emotionally manipulated and abused that that's what it came out as. That's what was easier for people to say than it was to talk about emotional abuse or any other type of abuse. I never said I was physically abused. I was hit once and only once. And it was really crazy because I always said that if he did that again, I would leave. And he didn't. And, you know, towards the end of the relationship, I used to almost wish he would hit me just so I had an excuse to leave, because I was so hurt and in so much pain, but no one could see it. There was no bruises to show it. So I did everything I could to make him feel sort of proud of me, or at least see the good in me. I vested a lot of interest in him, and that's probably where I went wrong. Being so far away from the family and people that I knew, it allowed him, he managed to isolate me, which allowed him to have a lot more control. And that's basically what these sort of relationships are all about. They're all about control. The best part about it is the fact, apart from having my three kids, was the fact that it did challenge me, and I did have to look for other ways and other means to create sort of happiness. So one of the things I used to do is I would only go shopping once every 4 to 6 weeks, go into town, I would have to write up a shopping list on what I needed, and he would add up what it was, and I would get the money for that. Consequently, if I forgot anything, I was in all sorts of trouble. So there was that financial control as well. In fact, as embarrassed as I am to say this, when he came home drunk from the pub, which was quite often, I would rat through his pockets and take out any small change that he had so he wouldn't notice it. And I started to save that money up. I did eventually get caught, but anyway, that's another story. One of the things I did is when I went into town, I would go to the local library, and the kids would get out books and I would get out books. Now, in those days, you could have take home 10 books. And because I was away for so long, I'd only go into the town every 4 to 6 weeks, they allowed me to take 10 books home, and then I could bring them back when I was ready. So with that, I would get, now I never got fiction, always got factual books. I loved learning and I loved reading. I loved getting that understanding of things. So nowadays we all have computers and we can look up whatever we want to on the computers. But in those days, there wasn't any of that. So anyone that had any, reputable reputation would have a book out. So books were the go-to in those days, and I would go and get 10 of these out. And I taught the kids to, you know, do a bit of reading and enjoy that. That was our time out. Now, with these, I would bring home all these different types of books, and I would then start to implement some of the suggestions in them. And this was how I started to develop my intuition. I knew after reading all these different books, there was lots of things out there, and there was lots of different ways that we could do things. And with these books, I would take that information that I wanted or that sat right with me, and I would let the rest go. I didn't have to do everything they said in that book. I could just take out what I wanted from that book. One of the books I did read, one of the first books I read was called Creative Visualization by Jacques Dequan. This was all about creating a positive future. It was about visualizing. It was visualization. It wasn't about it. It was all how to actually do visualization. And I just loved learning these different techniques and these different ideas and getting them from all these different people. It made me put the little bits and pieces together and create what suited me. And all of this was developing this internal strength within me, this ability to go, to trust me, to trust my intuition, to trust what I was feeling. And it was really, really hard to trust that when you're being told so much negative stuff on the outside. It's really hard to believe what your intuition is saying when everyone else is saying something completely different. Or that's what you perceive them to be saying. You perceive people to be looking at you like you're not any good, that you're useless, that you can't do things, that, you know, we feel like that so much. And the reality is it's not like that. The reality is it's not like that, but we have to believe that. And that's what developing your intuition is all about. That's what trusting your intuition is all about. It's about getting that internal knowledge, that spirit behind you, and starting to believe in who you are and what you do. So I would bring home all these books, and I apologize if I go off tangent. This is one of those throw to moments. I would, and my sniffles, I would bring home all these books and I would get this learning and this understanding from it. One of them, like I said, was Jacques Dequan. And I'm going to go through that one day with you because that is just brilliant. It really allows you to step away from the past and really create this future that you want. And funnily enough, I'm living the future that I want now. So it's really lovely. And getting these understandings from these different books was really good. What people would have a lot of trouble with in this day and age is that there is so much information out there. It is really, really hard to understand who is trustworthy and who you can follow and who you can't. And that, again, is about trusting your intuition because there is no right or wrong. So anyway, yeah, but I digress. back to the story. So I was reading these books. There was the Jacques Dequan, the Creative Visualization, which was really good. Now, I enjoyed reading that, but you know what? I didn't put it into practice until probably properly must have been 5 or 8 years later. And I went, okay, I want to see if this really works. And I actually put it into practice to create something, not some woo-woo thing, but really, really structural understanding. And that's another story I'm going to share with you. But basically, within 6 months of me doing this visualization, these constant visualizations, I had received exactly what I was visualizing. And that was basically $85,000 worth of changes to my house. That was amazing. But there was other books. And one of the other books I read, and I cannot remember the author, and I do apologize, but it was called Dance with Anger. And this was when I first actually started to practice some of these things externally. Everything else I was practicing internally and trying to get that understanding, but this was the first thing I had done externally. And it was a real relationship change. And it was these little things, which when I look back at them, they were only little, but they're huge. They were huge turning moments in my life. They were huge opportunities for me to stand up and be me, for me to stand up and say, no, that doesn't feel right, to really develop and trust my intuition. It was these times that no one could take away from me, and whether I was right, wrong, or indifferent, it didn't matter. It was so empowering for me to feel this strength inside to stand up and say, no, I've had enough, I'm not doing that. And I went through lots of changes. There was one big area that I remember looking at, and through a meditation that I was doing, I came up with these three words. It was need, want, and love. And I knew instantaneously this was about my relationship, because when I married him, I needed him, I wanted him, and I loved him. And as things progressed, I got to the stage where I didn't want him. I didn't want him around. He was so challenging for me that it was becoming too hard. But at that stage, we'd moved on to a 90-acre organic crop farm. So I needed him. I couldn't run the tractor on my own. I mean, I could drive it on my own, but if it went wrong, I couldn't do anything. So I remember on the farm thinking, and that's when I did the life coaching course. I remember thinking, I don't want him anymore, but I need him and I love him. 8 years after that, basically, we lost the farm through drought. And I can remember thinking when we were selling the farm that the problem with selling the farm is that I no longer wanted or needed him. And I had to ask myself if I really loved him still. And I remember thinking, well, yeah, all he has to do is stop drinking and yeah, that'd be fine. You know, I'm sure it'd be fine. And this had been playing on my mind for the last 15 years, 18 years, sorry. If he only stopped drinking. And I thought to myself, you know what, if he only stopped drinking, I don't know whether I would like him, because that's all I knew of him. I didn't know anything else. I only knew how to dodge and weave when he'd been drinking, and when, you know, when to be quiet and when not to. And my whole life was set around that. And as soon as I asked that question to myself, I knew straight away that no, even if he did change, I don't think I wanted to go through all that again. I don't want to relearn it all again. So basically 8 years after I started doing all these changes in my belief systems and my intuition and started to really meditate and get an understanding of who I was, the relationship was finished. I couldn't go any further with it. I still grieve the loss of a relationship. It's so weird that we become strong enough to say goodbye and separate, and yet we still mourn the loss of a future that we anticipated that we had. I still grieved that future that I expected from that relationship. But anyway, I digress. It's all about when I started to develop my intuition, when I started to trust me and the messages that I was getting and the feelings that I was experiencing, I started to become more and more confident. My self-worth started to lift. And that is what's so important about developing it. Your self-worth starts to move. It starts to grow. Your confidence starts to come out. You start to say things you mean, point one, and you say things that sometimes you don't even mean it. Sometimes they just come out. It is just so empowering. Even if oh, this is strange, but I even used it as an excuse. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but somebody would say something and they'd say, well, how do you know? And I'd say, well, oh, I don't know. That's just my intuition talking. And they couldn't argue that. They couldn't argue that it was my intuition. And they could turn around and say, oh, yeah, but your intuition is wrong. And I could say, yep, it might be for you, but it isn't for me. And it's so empowering. It is so empowering and confident building to be able to sit there and say, you know what? Shit happens, but we can get through it. And that's what is so important for me to share with you. Developing your intuition is so beneficial for your confidence and for your self-worth. And one of the big things it does, because most of the intuition that comes through will be of a positive nature. We can look at it as a negative one, but it's you always of a positive nature because positivity takes you forward and keeps you moving, whereas negativity makes you stop and it will actually make you dwell. I don't know if you know about it, but whenever you're feeling happy, do you ever go back into the past and go, oh yeah, I was feeling like this when I was 5 years old or when I was this or when I was that? We don't normally do that. When we're feeling positive and happy, we tend to be looking at the future going forward. When we're feeling down and in a negative mood, we tend to always go back and find all the crap that's in the back there and we bring it all forward, we bring it all together and we chuck it all in together into a big blob. That's when you know it's not your intuition. That's when you know it's you just regurgitating the crap that's been there. When we're thinking positive, we're always thinking forward. When we're thinking negative, we're often thinking past. So just be mindful of that. And it's not that it's bad to be thinking about the past, but if there's negative stuff in the back there, then we need to look at how we can transform that into positive stuff. Now, I look at my past and my relationship, and yes, I still get upset about it and things like that, because I think, oh my God, how did I stay in that relationship for so long? I must be crazy. But there's so many positive things that happened in their relationship that I wouldn't have done if I was, or may not have done, if I was in a good relationship or in a different relationship. So I may not have got all these books. I may not have learned about intuition. I may not have understood my spirituality. I may not have been able to share these stories with you if I hadn't had them. So there's always a positive. So I can look back at these stories. And the only reason I share these stories is because I have seen a positive to them. And one of the positives could be that maybe I can help somebody else with it. You know, we go through so much crap that, you know, sometimes sharing it allows others to connect and others to get that understanding. So look, I'll go back to, because there's so many stories, I've got to stop. I'll go back to why developing your intuition is so good. It's my main benefit is, again, it gave me confidence and my self-worth back. And I can assure you, my self-worth still drops down like everybody else's. But we push forward and we go ahead. And that's what I need to do. So whenever I start getting the negatives, I let them go and move on. So that's the main reason. Thank you for bearing with me for today, because that needed to get out. Next week, I have no idea what we're talking about next week. I forgot to look it up. That might be a good reason, because we'll just talk about whatever happens. I have been following this general structure for everyone, because I want you to get the most out of it. It's not about me rambling on. I want you to get something out of it. And I felt that typing it out gave you the option of, you know, I can make sure you've got all the structure there and you're getting what you need out of it. But this time, as I started typing it out, obviously I got a little bit upset and a bit emotional and all the rest. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to let you have it, let you listen to it. So that's the end. Look, next week I might even talk about the difference between prayer and meditation. I've talked about meditation and you know, it's a really great starting point, but might even talk about prayer and meditation. You tell me what you think. So I hope you enjoyed this show. Well, you know, like, put up with it. Connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter if you want any more information, or go to the website and send me an email. Website is intuitivenature.com.au. Email is intuitiveflowers@gmail.com. And because one of the areas I go to is flowers, that's a real good learning curve to get you used to your intuitive language. So that's a great way to go. And just a quick reminder that we are all naturally intuitive. It's part of human nature, and that's why I call it's our intuitive nature. So I'm Susan Jane. I thank you for listening, and I hope you can tune in next week. So have a great week, and bye for now.